Good evening. This is Heartstock Radio. I'm Carol Murphy, your host. Thank you so much for listening. Remember that you can find us on Facebook, and you can also email us at heartstockradio@gmail.com. Our guest this week is Joe Willauer of Butte Local Development Corporation. In just a moment, Joe will be back, and he'll tell you all about what's new in Butte and what he's up to. This is Heartstock. Thanks for listening.
As I went walking at Ribena Highway, I saw
Hi, this is Heartstock. Thanks so much for listening. This evening, our guest is Joe Willauer of Butte Local Development Corporation. Just a minute, Joe's going to introduce himself and tell you what he's up to. I'm Carol Murphy, your host. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Carol, how's it going?
It's going really well, and I really appreciate you coming on the air and sharing all that you have going on at BLDC. Tell our listeners just a little brief intro of who you are and what you're up to.
Absolutely. So yeah, my name is Joe Willauer, and I'm the executive director of the Butte Local Development Corporation, as well as Headwaters RC&D, which is the regional economic development organization. And so our groups are all about, at the absolute highest level, making sure that in Butte and throughout southwestern Montana, we have a vibrant economy. So that takes the shape of a lot of different things for most people. And especially, we're just coming out of the legislative session. So to all our friends up in Helena, that means creating jobs. And that's something we really pride ourselves on. We have a lot of programs that are designed around job creation. That includes loans for small businesses. That includes small business technical services with our small business development center, Julie Jackshaw, who I'm sure many people know. And yeah, we really have basically from the very beginning where we have people walk in our door with, hey, I have an idea to do this, all the way to established large employers in our community that are looking for grant work, to successful businesses that are coming to us for loans where, you know, they're just doing so well that they need some additional financing. We're really fortunate. We're located right in Uptown Butte, which is, you know, about as cool an office as you could possibly have. And it's really fun, enjoyable work. We've got a really fantastic team of people that are absolutely dedicated to making sure Butte is a really enjoyable place to live, work, and play. And we've had the opportunity recently to work on some really cool big projects. So, one of the things we've had recently has been the siting of FCR, the contact center that's coming to Butte. They just announced this last fall, and they'll be bringing 300 plus jobs to town. We've had a lot of activity with our loan program and helping, our recent loans have been helping kind of some more established businesses transition and do some succession planning where businesses that everybody knows and loves in town are able to keep going. And yeah, we're kicking things off next week with Montana's first ever Economic Development Week. So yeah, we're a small group between our two organizations. There's a grand total of 8 of us, but we're definitely a mighty group. And I think the most enjoyable thing for me in my role is I get to work with a lot of people, of course, in our office, and then our community leaders over at Butte Silver Bow, the Chamber, a lot of our partners that are just really passionate about what we do. And to me, that's the best thing is being able to show up to work and work with people who genuinely care about our community and are doing everything possible to help make Butte, and I should say help keep Butte, the amazing place that it is.
I'm curious. I know that you've had a very interesting past and you've worked as a fishing guide, right?
Before. Yeah, absolutely. So I was really fortunate. When I went to college, my parents helped me buy a very, very old kind of busted up drift boat and a even worse Ford Explorer. And the spring of my freshman year at college, I was able to begin work as a fishing guide. And it was hands down the best college job ever. I met a ton of cool people in the fishing world. You get a lot of the people that are really into fly fishing are really big, you know, business leaders, community leaders, really, really smart, motivated individuals. And so I got to spend a lot of time around those type of people, which was really cool. Built a ton of great relationships with that. And really, I mean, and of course, went fishing a ton, which is awesome. And yeah, did that for about 5 years on the Yakima in Central Washington, and then moved to Twin Bridges, guided out here for a while. And to be completely honest, when my wife and I found out we were having our daughter, I wanted to get a job that like paid in the winter and added health insurance and all the kind of adult things that you want. Yeah. And so I was really fortunate. I started working for Headwaters as their Food and Ag Development Center director. So I ran that program for about 3 years and then had the opportunity to take over as the executive director there. Did that for about a year and a half. And then our good friend, Pam Cody, got called up to go to Helena. And I was fortunate to take on the role at the BLDC. At that time, Headwaters and the BLDC entered into a joint venture where we are working more aligned than ever, which is really fantastic because our two groups have so much in common that we're able to provide a really high level of service. So yeah, for me, it was, my background is in land use planning, and I've always had that tint on things I look at, and really the community development side. I love working with people. And it was honestly, I was really fortunate to end up in this line of work. I served a very, very short stint as a community planner. And while I still have a tremendous amount of appreciation for land use planning and development, that side of things is definitely not where my passion lies. My passion definitely lied more with the community development side. And so at the BLDC and Headwaters, we get to do that day in and day out. And it is so much dang fun.
And what was it that took you to Twin Bridges originally? Was that fishing also?
Absolutely 100% fishing. Ooh. My wife and I finished up grad school on a Saturday. We loaded all of our stuff into my truck in her little hatchback. We strapped our bed to the top of my drift boat and moved to Montana and never left.
Is that where you're from originally, Washington?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Grew up in Central Washington, and it frankly was just a matter of time before I came to Montana. And we've been so fortunate. My wife owns a small business out here. I've been afforded some really great career opportunities. And a lot of it would not have happened had we not moved to Montana. At that time, we really had two options. It was move to Montana and I could go guide for the summer and figure it out, or we could move in with our in-laws in the Seattle area. And for me, it was a no-brainer. But it really has worked out fantastically, where we've both been able to be involved in really good communities, been able to have fantastic jobs, and be able to really give back too, which is so important to our area.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to see Butte flourish. And I was hoping that we could start out by talking a bit about the National Economic Development Week celebration starting on May 6th.
Yeah, absolutely. So with the group of really motivated individuals we have, we do a lot of small business trainings. We do a lot of individual trainings. We have home buyers programs. We are able to do a lot. And we kind of started to see this stack up of events we were looking at in the spring. And we realized that there's National Economic Development Week, which is just like Infrastructure Week or National Pancake Day. And decided, you know, why don't we just really take a big bite and do all these things in one fell swoop? So we sat down, put together an agenda. And yes, starting this upcoming Monday, we are going to be doing Montana's first and largest National Economic Development Week celebration. So Monday, we're kicking it off with the Butte Young Professionals Mini Symposium, which is going to help a lot of our young professionals in town with leadership talks. We've got a really cool keynote speaker coming in from Helena to kick things off. We're going to be talking to Courtney McKee about leadership. She's a recent graduate of the Leadership Montana program. We're going to be doing kind of a community leaders roundtable and really kicking it off with that level of things. On the second day, we're going to be hosting much more entrepreneurial training. So we're going to be having a social media class. We're going to be having a grant writing class. and really kind of honing in on the needs of our small business owners. Because frankly, in Butte, that's the bedrock of our local economy is small businesses. And so we work with them a lot, and we're excited to bring kind of some more unique trainings to that community. Wednesday, we're going to be doing a couple other trainings. And then that evening, or actually at 4 o'clock that night, we will be hosting a economic development roundtable. So Chief Executive Palmer, when he took office, put together a group of all the people that are involved with economic development. And every other Thursday, we sit down in his office, talk about what projects we have going on, talk about what businesses are looking at town, talk about the businesses we already have in town, and really are strategic and collaborative about what we can do to make sure we're providing a high level of service to those businesses and ensuring the Butte's a business-friendly community. So Wednesday afternoon, we're going to be having a roundtable at the Northwestern Energy Building to have a panel discussion about that. And I think what'll be cool about that one is economic development's a weird world where we're very much bound by confidentiality. And when businesses call, we provide them with the information they need, but we can't talk to anybody about that. There's a group of about six of us that are all in the trust tree. We're all bound by NDAs, and we really can't share that sort of thing. And it's difficult for us because we have all these leads, we have all these projects going on, but you can't talk to anyone about it. And so that's going to be, we won't be able to specifically talk about projects at that one, but we'll be able to kind of do, give a really nice behind the scenes look at what goes on at those meetings, what we see in the future, where we see our, where we see Butte's economy going, and giving the community an opportunity to kind of get behind the curtain a little bit and see what these conversations look like. And then Thursday and Friday is going to be all about workforce and all about employees. So Thursday, we're going to be having two different workforce trainings out at the Copper King. We're going to be hosting an employer lunch at the job service. And then Friday, we're going to have a workforce fair out at the Copper King. So there's going to be several different companies there that are really looking to hire. FCR is going to be really kind of the bigger one in the room. They've got a private room set aside for screening potential employees. So for anyone who's looking for a job, you'll be able to walk in, talk to management from there, and get in on the ground floor of a company that we are incredibly excited about to have come to Butte. And so, yeah, it's going to be, I mean, from our end, it's going to be a whirlwind of a week, but we are really looking forward to it. And excited to see the community come out for these events.
Seeing how this is kind of a national economic development week, I'm just wondering, how do things compare in Butte to other local development corporations? Are we kind of walking in step with others?
You know, I can't, on a national level, it's hard to say. And to be completely honest, Montana as a whole, in terms of economic development, does not invest a significant amount of money. We just got House Bill 52 passed this last session, and it's just north of $3 million that gets put towards economic development organizations. We attend national conferences to recruit companies to come to Butte. And when you compare what Montana does in terms of incentives and those things, it's a drop in the bucket. But what's cool for us, and especially at the BLDC and Headwaters, is we punch well above our weight. With only eight people, we have the Butte Elevated campaign that received in its first year the Governor's Tourism Conference Award for Best Community Marketing Campaign. We have first-rate trainings. We have incredible teachers, and we're able to do a lot with the resources we have. And on the statewide level, we're very much on par or above what other communities are doing. And it's noticeable. I mean, when you see companies reaching out, citing, you see our businesses expanding. Montana Precision Products out at the port's another great example. They've been hiring up like crazy. We worked with them about 2 years ago on a workforce training grant through the Department of Commerce. They were awarded that for just north of 30 jobs. They hired all those people ahead of schedule, and we actually just submitted for the second round of grant funding for their next round of hires. And so when we see those type of businesses growing, it's definitely a measure of our success.
Yes, and we are at that halfway point. In just a moment, we will be back with Joe Willauer. And thanks for listening. This is Heartstock, and I'm your host, Carol Murphy.
This land was made for you.
Good evening. This is Heartstock Radio, and I'm your host, Carol Murphy. Today, our guest is Joe Willauer of Butte Local Development Corporation. Hi again, Joe.
Hey.
We were just talking about some upcoming events that you guys are putting together starting May 6th. And when we get to the end of the show, Joe will share a little bit about maybe some good contact information for folks who want to get involved. But before we get there, let's talk a little bit more about Butte and its economic history. We've kind of had in our past the cycle of boom and bust, and I really feel like Butte is at a really good place right now. Can you talk a little bit, Joe, about how you see all of this, you know, kind of this bust of where we were, where we are now, and where we're going?
Absolutely. I personally feel really fortunate to be able to get into the line of work I have at the time that I have, because the things on the horizon for Butte are so good. We all know our history with mining. Like, you can't escape that in Butte, of course. And while it's certainly a huge impact on our community, I don't think it's something that has to fully define us. And I think one of the best things we've had, and something we tout all the time, is the legacy of hard work in our community. When we're talking to employers, and as they come in, they definitely echo this back to us. The work ethic of our community is second to none. And I think largely that is from our mining legacy. We had a lot of people. My great-grandfather worked in town as a miner. And that level of work lives on. And where we see that going forward is, as we're trying to bring businesses to town, as our existing businesses are hiring new people, they have that level of showing up and getting the job done that really is incredible. Going forward, I think, I mean, of course, the mine employing all of our community is not something that's going to happen. And so from our side, we're always looking to diversify our economy. And you know, it's really interesting. I think there's a lot of people who know about our bigger businesses in town. Of course, everyone knows about REC, Montana Precision, Northwestern. But there's a lot of other kind of startup, smaller businesses that are having a big impact. We have a pretty cool tech company in town. We have a really good stronghold on outdoor recreation. Tourism is something that we definitely are big proponents of. Being able to showcase what our community is to people from out of state is how we get people to move here. And so that's something we're definitely invested in. And I think the future for Butte is very bright. When I look at things a lot on the regional level, and so obviously about 70 miles down the road in Bozeman, we have the fastest growing community of its size in the country. And to me, that's a huge advantage. Being able to have those people as our neighbors is a good thing. And we do everything we can to encourage people to, you know, bump over the hill and come to Butte. We are at a point now where we're seeing that more and more, and we have such an advantage in our community with our cost of living. The average home price in Butte is half what it is in our large neighboring communities. And where we see that is with young families. So our office is pretty dang young. We have numerous staff that are in their 30s or under 30. And of the eight of us, seven of the eight are homeowners. And I don't think there's a lot of places where you could say that. And it speaks volumes. What type of opportunities Butte has? You can come to Butte, you can get a fantastic job, you can buy a house, and you can set yourself up for future success. And we're seeing more and more of that. Yeah, I think there's nothing but good things going forward. It's going to be interesting to see how things continue to diversify. Tech is obviously something that is very interesting to us, as those type of things allow people to work remotely. We're definitely seeing that, where people come to town and already have their job with them. But in our heart and soul, we've always been a manufacturing community. Whether it's resource extraction or what's going on at the port, we are a town that supports manufacturing, and we will continue to do that. And we're successful at that. When you see these companies hiring up out at the port, these are really good, high-quality manufacturing jobs that can support a family, and we do everything we can to encourage that type of growth. So yeah, from our side, things are good.
Yeah, and I think manufacturing, Montana as a whole, is ahead of the rest of the country by like 10 percentage points or something like that. Are there any other kinds of startups coming to Butte in its, you know, current day standing that you can share in the way of success stories for our community?
Yeah, you know, I think in terms of ones I can share, it's kind of limited. And that's where we always run into challenges. And we're very cognizant about that. I can say in the last couple weeks, we've responded to two separate RFPs for businesses that if they chose to come to Butte, they would site out at the port and would definitely have an impact on the job market. Mm-hmm. One of the challenges throughout the state.
So, what's an RFP?
A request for qualification. So a company reaches out to us and says, we're potentially looking at siting in your community. Please tell us what you have for these factors. So a normal one would be like, okay, we need this amount of power. We need this amount of land. Maybe we need this type of building in existence already if you have that. What type of state and local incentives are there available? And basically a list of things that they want to see to make an informed decision on whether they would come to town or not.
Got it. And you received a couple of those recently. Is there anything?
Yeah, we've responded to a couple of them recently, and we get them pretty regularly, which is good. It's a, a lot of the bigger ones, we're competing nationally for those sort of things. And so for some businesses, it's really just about throwing money at them. Everybody saw the Amazon HQ2 process. So we are regularly working with that type of process, but on compared to Amazon HQ2, a absolutely miniature scale.
So let's talk a little bit about what you guys are really building out for Butte from the BLDC standpoint. What is your ideal client and business to get to come to Butte? And maybe talk a little bit more about the process.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't go as far as to say we're picky about who comes. We definitely welcome everybody, which I think Butte has a long tradition of doing going back to the mining days. We certainly love being able to work with manufacturing companies. Manufacturing is a huge part of our economy and will continue to be so. And honestly, from our side, one of the biggest things we're working on right now is workforce. So nationally, with our unemployment rate being so low, if you have the people, the companies come to you. And so through our Butte Elevated campaign, which we have all sorts of social media, things like that for it, we're really actively trying to recruit the people to town. So we invest a lot in the business side. We invest an equal amount of getting more folks to move to Butte. It's a great community for everything I mentioned earlier. And we want to be able to showcase that. We want to be able to share those stories and let people know that, yeah, Butte is an amazing place and you should come check it out for yourself.
You often hear about, statistically speaking, maybe more in the past, but I'm sure you can, tell us exactly what's happening right now about young people not staying in Butte. Is it because we don't have jobs for them in Butte? Or is there some other dynamic going on here?
You know, I don't think that's a Butte-specific thing. We see a lot of people throughout the state that are leaving Montana. And honestly, I think more than anything, it's just people want to get out and spread their wings. I totally get it that I'm never moving back to the town I grew up in. I understand that. But what we are seeing that's really cool is we're seeing a lot of young people coming back. So maybe they graduated from Tech and said, gosh, I really want to go to the big city. And they moved to Seattle for a couple years. And they realize the cost of living is like tenfold and they have to have roommates at the age of 35. It's like, gosh, growing up in my hometown was pretty cool. I'm thinking about having kids now. It's a safe community to raise them in, and I'm going to go back home. And so we're definitely seeing that side of it as well. And I certainly don't put the young people leaving as a Butte-only thing. It's definitely a statewide trend.
Mm-hmm. And you think it's largely driven by young folks just wanting to spread their wings as opposed to not having enough jobs to keep them here?
I certainly think so. I mean, we've got a pretty good pulse on what's going on in the job market, and FCR being a great example. So they're coming to town. They're going to be hiring in the neighborhood of 250 frontline colleagues, which are their entry-level positions, but they're really good about scaling their leadership up. Around 50% of their team leads are internal hires. But along with that comes around 30 higher-paying jobs where it's site director, team manager, IT, HR, and the jobs are there. The jobs are definitely there. Northwestern Energy is always hiring. Montana Precision, of course, is hiring a lot of welders, but they're hiring people in their front office as well. And so, I definitely don't think it's from a lack of jobs.
So you were talking about human resources and really focusing on bringing people in. Is this actually your biggest challenge in attracting business to Butte, is having enough, a large enough, well-trained enough workforce available for those employers?
It's definitely a challenge, and it's, again, another one that is happening throughout the state. I serve on the Montana Economic Developers Association Executive Board, and so we're having conversations with partners from Billings to Kalispell and everywhere in between. And it's certainly not a it's certainly not an issue that is unique to Butte.
What are some of your other challenges, and you know, what can folks do to prepare themselves to be picked up by some of these companies if they are on the job market?
Yeah, you know, so much of it depends on the individual job. I mean, we really work with folks. There's a lot of good resources. We work with Career Futures a lot. From the entrepreneurial side, we offer those services ourselves. And I think the biggest thing is just reaching out for help and saying, you know, hey, this is what I want to go do. Either finding a mentor or reaching out to someone in the public arena and saying, this is where I really envision things going for me. How can I get there? There's a tremendous, I mean, Butte is such a community that cares. There's so many good resources to help people get their first job or their next job.
Mm-hmm. And it's been said, you know, statistically speaking, not only do we have more manufacturing here as compared to the rest of the United States, but we also have a higher rate of entrepreneurship. How does Butte stack up with all of that? And what can, you just mentioned a few things that BLDC does specifically for startups. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. We are, we were ranked number one in the Kauffman Index for entrepreneurial activity for four straight years. I think last year is the first year we weren't number one, but we were still top five. And so our small business owners, our entrepreneurs really are the bedrock of our local economy. And we have the services that you could walk in the door. We've had numerous very large businesses in town, businesses we all know and love that came in the door and said, gosh, you know, I really want to go out on my own. I want to start this thing. I want to make this thing. I just want to start my own business. What can you do to help? In our situation, we sit them down with our Small Business Development Center, Julie Jackshaw, and she goes through that process and helps them get ready to go to a bank. At that point, if they can get lending from a bank, we encourage them to work with all of our local partners. If for some reason there's a portion of the deal that doesn't work out, they come back to us in our loan office with Adam Benson and walk through the loan process. Mm-hmm. So our loans are designed for gap financing.
Okay. And so unfortunately, Joe, we are at the end of our time.
No problem.
But this has been really awesome. How might folks be able to reach you if they want to get more information?
The most up-to-date information we have is on all of our social media pages. So we are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Fantastic.
We have a website as well.
Alrighty. Thank you so much. This is Heartstock. We'll see you next week. Peace.
And on the sign it said, no trespass.
Heartstock Radio is a production of KBMF 102.5, Butte America Radio. Hear our live programs every Friday at 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time via live stream at butteamericaradio.org.
That sign was made.